Climate change and weather patterns may not be the issues getting the most attention in this year's election, but for farmers, they're always at the front. State Impact Pennsylvania's Ann Danahy reports on how farmers are responding to those challenges and what they'd like to see from the government.
I'm Ron Reese, and this is a seventh generation dairy farm here in western Centre County.
Reese gives a short history lesson and tour of the farmland. After World War II, the family bought stalls for dairy cows from Sears and Roebuck and started shipping whole milk.
In like 1946, Sears and Roebuck was the Amazon of the world.
The property where Reese and his wife Jane live is about 650 acres. That includes about 400 acres that's farmed, along with picturesque rolling hillsides and forested land. As a farmer, Reese says climate change affects him only on the margins, like more growing days in the summer.
I think climate change exists. Okay, the real question is, what are the impacts and what should we do about it?
Reese, who has made political runs, thinks the country can adapt if it needs to.
Look at Holland. They've adapted and, in fact, pushed the North Sea back so that they can have a whole society.
But in the meantime, he says, government should focus on cutting regulations and spending.
Those are delicious. They are really good.
Lucy Case is with Patchwork Farm and Greenhouse, an organic produce farm in Aaronsburg, Centre County. She's working at their stand at one of the region's farmers markets.
This week, we have lots of carrots and lettuce mix, and we've started to bring our winter squash and our sweet potatoes. We have a lot of our dried beans, which are absolutely delicious.
Like other farms, they dealt with a lack of rain this summer. Case says you can't blame a specific weather event on climate change, but that it's part of the picture.
Lots of rain this year, no rain. Weird winters, weird frost, you know. It's just climate change has a big impact on farming, and some people don't always see that.
They're trying to do their part and make changes like having solar panels installed to cut the electric use in their greenhouses. She thinks politicians should listen, too.
I think they just need to go out and speak to the farmers and the producers in the local communities and just really ask if there's something or ways that they can help ensure that farming's able to continue, that it won't become too hard for farmers, that it's not a viable way of life.
Juniata County and part of Centre County are in the sprawling 12th Congressional District. It stretches north to the New York border, and it's next to the 15th, which covers much of north-central Pennsylvania. South of them is the 13th District. The Republican incumbents in those seats do have Democratic challengers in this year's election, but the districts lean heavily Republican. In the 15th, Republican incumbent Glenn Thompson is facing Democratic challenger Robert Williams. In the 12th, Republican incumbent Fred Keller is facing Democrat Lee Griffin. In the 13th, incumbent John Joyce is being challenged by Democrat Todd Rowley. The three Democrats say the government should take action to address climate change, though their specific ideas vary. Griffin favors setting binding targets for controlling carbon emissions.
That's the target and the measurable thing that we need to do is get our carbon down to neutral. Ideally, we could go negative.
Joyce did not respond to a request for an interview. Thompson and Keller both support what they call an all-of-the-above energy strategy. That means, in part, they don't support policies to dramatically cut carbon emissions, something scientists say has to happen to avoid the worst effects of climate change. On the ag side, Thompson points to improving internet connectivity so farmers can use precision agriculture and supporting research at Penn State and other land-grant institutions.
We need to continue to invest in the sciences as it comes to food supply and agriculture.
Hannah Smith Brubaker runs Village Acre Farms with her family in Juniata County. They primarily farm organic produce. She's also executive director of PASA Sustainable Agriculture.
We have very much been impacted by climate change.
Smith Brubaker says people may think just of heat when talking about climate change, but variability and unpredictability are key.
You know, two summers ago, we had just a deluge of rain. We had 15 inches of rain in 3 days after we had just planted out our fall crops and lost them all. And then this year, we had a very long drought, so long that many of our crops that we typically would be able to harvest, you know, well into the end of September. We're really done at the end of August.
She says farmers are great stewards of the land.
We have some time to try to do things like sequester carbon through agriculture. But if our leadership isn't overtly, you know, listening to the science and talking in ways that acknowledging our role in climate change, it's pretty hard to get people who might be on the fence about that to really engage in a way that's going to help things shift.
Taking concrete steps is also what Andy Bader would like to see from government. Bader is president of the Center County Farm Bureau, and he raises switchgrass for strawberry growers. He has a list of things government could support to help make farming sustainable, economically and environmentally. He starts with precision agriculture, including practices like targeted fertilizing.
That puts dollars in the farmer's pocket because he's not applying fertilizer where it's not needed, but it also helps to minimize any environmental impact.
Also on the list, education on the difference between climate and weather.
I'd love to try to depoliticize the climate discussions in general. If we get to a point where it's handled at a, we'll say, bipartisan level or, you know, across the board, I think we'd be better off.
That may be difficult in the current political climate. Working across the aisle seems to have been shelved, at least during the election season. I'm Ann Danahy, State Impact, Pennsylvania.